Good afternoon, everybody. Scott Morozik here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Happy Monday. And this news update is being brought to you by Sure Hospital. Are you sure? And by Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And by Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs. There was a packed house at a Bad Axe school board meeting Thursday night as parents and residents pushed back against a proposed district consolidation plan. School leaders say the proposal would reorganize buildings to make better use of the facilities. Under the plan, 6th through 12th graders would attend the current high school, while young 5s through 5th grade would move into the current middle school, renamed Bad Axe Elementary. The existing elementary building would house the Ascent Alternative High School, a child care center, and a community service agency. District officials say the change could expand academic opportunities and better prepare schools for the future. But many parents say the idea feels rushed and raises concerns about safety, building suitability, and traffic during pickup and drop-off. Some community members also question placing the alternative high school in the same building as a daycare program. District administrators pushed back, noting the programs have shared space for years without incident and emphasizing that Ascent students are part of the Bad Axe district. Several residents also criticized what they described as limited communication with families before the proposal surfaced, saying parents should play a larger role in shaping the plan. School board members acknowledged the concerns and said they're open to further discussion. The board is expected to take up the consolidation proposal at its March 23rd meeting. A Bay County woman has taken responsibility for killing two Genesee County men in a drunken crash following her bartending shift. Ashley L. Setkowiak, 34, appeared in a wheelchair before Bay County Circuit Judge Jesse Scott Wood on Monday and pleaded no contest to all three charges against her. Two counts of operating a motor vehicle with a high blood alcohol content causing death and one count of operating a motor vehicle with a high blood alcohol content causing serious injury. The charges are 20 and 10-year felonies, respectively. It is one of the most horrific and bizarre homicides in recent Saginaw County memory. A woman tortured to death inside a hotel room, after which her boyfriend stayed with her body wrapped in a bedspread. Her boyfriend has now taken responsibility for killing her, something that will net him decades in prison. The trial of Daniel J., he goes by Country, Varnes, was scheduled to begin with jury selection before Saginaw County Circuit Judge Darnell Jackson on Tuesday. Varnes, 47, instead opted to plead no contest to all three charges against him: second-degree murder, torture, and concealing the death of an individual. We'll be right back.
Dr. Liz Milligan is one of our latest providers to join the Sure Health team and has now seen patients in Bad Axe. So Dr. Milligan, why is family medicine so important to achieve better health?
To me, family medicine is their patient's first person that they go to with anything, and they have that relationship with them, they trust them. Family medicine physicians are in that unique role where they can care for the whole family and support the family, and it really just allows them to take care of patients in a different way. When you know their brother and their sister and their parents and their kids and their grandkids, and you get the whole picture. And that's really what I view myself as a physician, is taking care of the whole picture, the whole patient. So I think family medicine just uniquely allows me to do that.
Make your appointment today with Dr. Liz Milligan at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe. You can learn more about Dr. Liz Milligan by going to sure.org. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Take up to 25% off store-wide and up to 40% off accessories at Ashley's and Bad Axe. Help us celebrate over 80 years of quality furniture at affordable prices with the Ashley Anniversary Sale happening now. Take up to 25% off store-wide during the Ashley Anniversary Sale. Plus, come check out our floor model specials that are priced to go. We also have hot buys on select power reclining furniture and hot buy queen bed frame starting at just $399. Looking to add that personal touch of style? No worries. Save up to 40% off accessories during the Ashley Anniversary Sale in Bad Axe. Want to buy now and pay later? You can. No interest until 2031. Visit Ashley's in Bad Axe and ask us how. Don't wait, because this is a limited time offer that you don't want to miss. Visit Ashley and Bad Axe during the Ashley Anniversary Sale. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is Tarna Whiskey from Ashley and Bad Axe. From bunk beds to lift chairs and adjustable bases, we have something for every stage of life. Shop Ashley and Bad Axe today.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
This is Nate from Pigeon Hardware. I'm a handyman, not a weatherman, but I do know that Michigan winters can be unpredictable. Stay prepared with supplies from Pigeon Hardware. And if you're stuck inside, start that project that you've been putting off with our Do It Best paints.
And this is Kim. We're stocked up with shovels, ice melt, heat tape, and everything you need for whatever winter brings. If you're snowed in, brighten up the indoors with Do It Best paints. We've got a full color selector chart and all the Do It Best paint supplies to get the job done.
We also offer key cutting, screen repair, and replacement, UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, and a full line of plumbing, electrical, and hardware items.
Stay prepared this season with Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, making home improvement easy as pie.
If you're heading to Pigeon, make sure you visit Pigeon Hardware and Hard Joe's Ben Franklin, all in downtown Pigeon.
All right, and we're back. Two moose died during a wildlife research effort in Michigan's Upper Peninsula last month, though officials say the project now has placed data collecting tracking collars on 56 animals. Scientists are studying the herd to determine why the population has remained stagnant and even declined, rather than growing toward earlier projections of as many as 1,000 animals. Last month, wildlife crews spent 4 days capturing, collaring, and releasing 41 moose, which is more than double the number handled in last year's effort. On the first day of the field work in mid-February, crews handled and released 4 moose. However, 2 died while recovering from sedation, including a mature cow and a young bull. The work we do involves risks associated with wildlife capture, and we take great precautions to ensure those risks are minimized, said Tyler Petroli, Northern Michigan Wildlife Research Specialist for the State Department of Natural Resources. The group of 7 major industrialized powers have decided against using strategic reserves for now to counter the impact on oil prices from the Iran war. French Finance Minister Roland Lescure said today that we are not there yet, after chairing a meeting of his G7 counterparts. He did say the G7 is ready to take, quote, necessary and coordinated steps to stabilize markets. Brent crude, the international standard, and West Texas Intermediate oil produced in the United States are both up 10% today. And the investigative group Bellingcat says newly released video, quote, appears to contradict U.S. President Donald Trump's claim that Iran was responsible for an explosion at an Iranian school that killed over 165 people. The video shared by Bellingcat is a 3-second clip of a video on the day the school was struck, circulated Sunday by Iran's semi-official Mehr News Agency. The video shows a munition falling on a building. The Bellingcat researcher identified the munition as a Tomahawk cruise missile, which only the U.S. is known to possess in this war. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Sure Hospital. Are you sure? And by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And by Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And we have no obituaries to mention at this time.